You're listening to SBS News.
Over 3.2 million Australians are living in poverty, over 770,000 of which are children under the age of 15. That's according to the 2020 Poverty in Australia Overview by the Australian Council of Social Service and the University of New South Wales. In Australia, one in eight adults and one in six children are living below the poverty line. They are statistics researchers say they expected. Professor Carla Treloar is the Director of the Social Policy Research Centre at the University of New South Wales.
These rates have been persistent over about a decade, despite uninterrupted economic growth over that period. And it also shows that compared to internationally wealthy countries, Australia is doing poorly. Our results are worse than the majority of other wealthy countries. And so we can compare ourselves to countries like New Zealand, Ireland and Germany and show that we are doing worse on tackling poverty in Australia.
Brotherhood of St. Lawrence Executive Director Connie Lenberg, like many others working in the poverty sector, wasn't surprised by the report's findings. However, she says the fact that close to 18% of children under the age of 15 are living in poverty in Australia is alarming.
We know that of those children, 40% of children living in single mother households are living in poverty. It's just so unjust and it's so unnecessary for a country as rich as Australia, one of the richest countries in the world, for that to happen. And we also know from our experience and our research that children who live in poverty and grow up in poverty not only are at huge risk of being left behind for the rest of their lives, they actually suffer a whole range of other consequences.
While Greens leader Adam Bandt argues the report shows we have a poverty crisis in Australia.
We've got an inequality crisis in Australia. The rich are getting richer and everyone else is being left behind. We've got the appalling situation in Australia where if you don't have a job and unemployment and underemployment rising, then you're living below the poverty line and it actually makes it a barrier to you finding work.
Researchers identified two factors driving most poverty in Australia, as Professor Treloar explains.
Newstart is $100 a week below the poverty line, which makes it really tough for people to meet their daily needs, let alone to get ahead in what are tough times when they're looking for work. And in housing costs, we know that for those on the lowest incomes, their housing costs have gone up more than 40% over the last decade or so. And for those in middle income, their housing costs have gone up a much more modest 15%. So income and housing costs are keeping people poor in Australia.
In Australia, the maximum Newstart payment for a single adult is $559 a fortnight, while single parents can receive up to $604.70. Anglicare Australia Executive Director Casey Chambers says that amount is not enough.
The Newstart level is so low that it's actually trapping people in poverty. It's no way that it is ever going to offer anyone a new start of employment. We see people who can't afford to eat every day. We see people who have no way they can keep themselves job ready. Housing costs continue to rise. We know from our own rental affordability snapshot that there are never any affordable properties for someone on Newstart.
The Greens and the Labor Party both agree with advocacy groups that the Newstart rate needs to be lifted. The Coalition, however, is standing by the current rate, a decision which baffles Ms Chambers.
That's something that I really have to say I don't understand. We have an alliance of people who are talking about raising the Newstart rate that is way beyond the usual suspects of the welfare lobby. We have the Business Council of Australia. We have the Reserve Bank. We have so many people who recognise that not only would raising the rate of Newstart and youth allowance pull a number of people out of poverty, it would also ensure that we stimulate the economy.
A notion Brotherhood of St. Lawrence Executive Director Connie Lenberg agrees with. She says making simple policy changes with a human, not political approach is key to solving poverty in Australia.
Reducing poverty and inequality in Australia is absolutely achievable, and this report shows that what governments need to do is increase income support payments to levels that are fair, upon which people can live and meet their basic needs, and they need to invest in social housing so that people can afford to keep a roof over their heads.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.